The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What you missed on The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Market Insight, I'm Michael Suido. It's no secret that more and more companies are migrating to the cloud, placing all sorts of data in remote centers across multiple servers. An entire industry has cropped up around this need, and one Singapore-listed company that is positioning itself to take advantage of this is called Procuri. Procuri released its quarterly results this morning, reporting its best earnings since going public about 2 years ago. The company grossed $63 million in the quarter and is reporting a net profit of $1.2 million. To take a deeper dive now into the cloud, we welcome to the program the chairman and global CEO of Procuri, Sean Murphy. Sean, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Sean, in the first half of the year, Procuri's profits were more or less evenly split between lifecycle services and IT distribution. Help us understand Procuri's business. Your company buys and sells equipment, and it also provides maintenance for the boxes that companies own.
That's correct. So we formed Procuri about 5 years ago to capitalize on the trend we saw developing with the cloud, where companies were going to be displacing their owned inventory and be moving applications to the cloud. So the question is, who's going to help them take the servers out, and then what's going to happen to those servers? So we have a big business of actually buying the servers and selling them around the world to markets where they're more valuable. We also have a big business in maintaining computers as they age after their original three-year warranty. And so you can see by our results that we're positioned well as the cloud grows. We're going to have more assets and more opportunities to do maintenance around the world.
So it does seem that Procuri's business has turned a corner. In 2017, it was in the red. It lost $2.7 million. In the first quarter of this year, your company reported profits of about $1 million, and today you're reporting net profits of $1.2 million. What are you doing differently now?
We've been in the building process, and last year was just some growing pains that we had where we were trying to initially launch the maintenance division. And like a lot of small business owners know, it's not a straight line. So our business was a little lumpy, and we managed to get through a very difficult year by continuing to build out the maintenance division, which is paying a huge dividend this year. As you can see, our lifecycle business growing at a very fast rate with really high gross margins, approaching the high 50% margins. Last year was a building year, and this year we're starting to reap the rewards.
Well, you're highlighting high margins, and you're saying it's some 50% in life cycle in that segment, and overall the company says its gross profit margin more than 35%. But if you look at net profit, it's a very different story. Net profits of $1.2 million on revenue of $63 million, that's less than 2%. It would seem like a pretty slim margin for something in the IT space.
So, you know, I think a better way to look at our business is the EBITDA level, because that's the true cash that we're generating. But if you want to talk about net profit, we have set up a global parts center to help us manage our parts business. And right now, it looks like the structure with the recent tax changes in America are not going to be tax favorable. So we'll be looking to redesign those to lower our taxes into 2019. But I think what's more important is to look at the growth rate. This is all organic growth, 37.7% on the top line. Gross margins up 53%. So we've got a lot of tailwinds, a lot of momentum. And the nice thing that I think about is this is a $35 billion industry, and we're one of the world's largest at $200 million. So we're just getting started.
And one thing you've said, which is really interesting, is that Procuri aims to be like the Uber or Grab of the IT business. How exactly does that work?
So let me explain. So just like Uber and Grab saw an opportunity with empty car seats going down the road, with people standing right beside them looking for mobility, we see the computer industry going to develop the same way. You're going to have these giant pools of excess servers and storage and networking, and you're going to have all these emerging companies looking for processing power. They're not going to want to own the assets. They're going to want to be asset-light, like the Uber of the computer business, where we match the excess supply of servers with the needs of enterprise computing, and we're going to be the conduit.
Shifting gears for a moment, last year your company landed a one-year contract with a large European pharmaceutical to handle the maintenance of, quote, mission-critical enterprise hardware. You're doing that for the company in the UK and in six countries in Asia Pacific. That maintenance contract is reported as being in seven figures. To what extent is your business dependent on a single client?
So we don't have any single client dependency, but let me dive a little deeper into that, because that was really the first proof that our model that we developed back in 2013 was going to work. So we had this idea that Western companies are going to want to come to Asia. They're going to need more IT assets and more IT services in Asia. The big question is, who do you trust in Asia? Well, Singapore's got this amazing brand. So we put our headquarters here to be the Western vendor for American and European companies. So this multi-billion-dollar European pharmaceutical wanted to sign the contract in London, but all the work is being done in Asia. And to our knowledge, that was the first time an independent company like ours ever landed a contract on one continent to do 100% of the work in six Asian countries. And so that was proof that customers don't want to be told they have to find local vendors. They want to find global solutions. And that's why it's important that we're in America, in Europe, and Asia, offering all three of our lines of products and services.
Procuria is largely owned by another listed company, DeCloud. And in fact, this is the first time that a Catalyst-listed company, DeCloud, has spun off an entity for the main board. There's been some controversy over that, though. Earlier this year, there was a minority shareholder dispute at DeCloud saying that the company really should be pulling out from Procuria because it was not in either company's interest. Has that matter been resolved?
When we founded Procuria, our backer, DeCloud, provided a lot of the early funding. But after our initial success and we made very strong early profits, we realized that Procuria needed to be independent. And we were trying to figure out, how do we take our next journey as an independent company? So far, we've seen no real impact to our business. It's business as usual. And we will find a way to amicably deal with the cloud issue.
My last question to you is this. Why should someone invest in your company now?
We have a multi-billion-dollar opportunity ahead of us. We're in a $35 billion marketplace, and we hope to be the first company to achieve 5% of that marketplace. If we can do that with a $1.5 billion top line and similar bottom lines, I think this is going to be a very rewarding investment. So I feel like if we were a private company, we could resell this business at $200 million. And so when you look at our market price today, I think this is an absolutely undervalued asset. I'm a buyer and not a seller, so I definitely think the future is bright, and I hope some of your listeners will agree.
Speaking with Sean Murphy, he is the chairman and global CEO of Procuria.